Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
we have the perfect match for you. Meet mature local singles over 50. Easily meet singles in your area. What is the motivation for seeking companionship on and offline when there is a sea of faces, but the connection is encumbered by unverified identities, fictitious profiles, intentions filled with sexual notions, only participants looking for Mr. or Mrs. USA, lack of response due to the members' discontinued interest in the use of the dating service online. Is there satisfaction? Can there be satisfaction? Good evening. We welcome everyone tonight. Today is January 22nd, 2015, and you're listening to My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyles, Aging and Lifestyles. My name is Freeze, a poet, and we are the baby boomer generation, otherwise known as BBGs. We are aging to live. Hear us roar. The music that you heard was none other than, of course, that famous Rolling Stones with Satisfaction. We'll rock for you tonight, and later at the end of the show, we're going to play All Right Now by the group Free. This evening, we continue to offer awareness in the form of personal power, and we're beginning this year with the month of January, focusing on rebalancing as it applies to our lifestyle. Of course, feel free to contact me at any time at Twitter at Boomer Free is my name or handle, and or you can reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you may also find my website information right up under the tag on the right hand side. Or you can always call in and talk with me at 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. Again, this is Free, your host. Now, on the menu this evening, porcini mushrooms and rosemary, crust over crusting beef tenderloin with port wine sauce, paired with a glass of none other than port wine. And now that dried porcini mushrooms are blitzed to a powder with the fresh rosemary sprigs, creating a delicious, rich crust for beef. Yum, yum. So let's get started tonight. Episode once again. Before I start, I want to recap once again this week on the term rebalancing in the financial investment world. There's something called rebalancing. Now, rebalancing in this arena is defined as the process of realigning the weightings of one's portfolio assets. In other words, a process of periodically realigning the assets. Now, we want to reapply that to our lives. So periodically realigning as individuals, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and then apply it to our daily living. Let's go back to our title tonight, which is Can't Get No Satisfaction Dating Beyond 50. Again, the online dating ads read, we have the perfect match for you. Meet local singles over 50. Easily meet singles in your area. What is the motivation for seeking companionship on and offline? When there is a sea of faces, but the connection is encumbered by unverified identities, fictitious profiles, intentions filled with sexual notions only, participants looking for Mr. or Mrs. USA, and of course the inevitable lack of response due to the members' discontinued interest in the use of the dating service. You would be surprised how many people on the dating service, although it shows thousands of numbers, that those people are no longer tapping into the service or no longer part of the service, and for whatever reason did not close it off or end it or whatever you need to do. So sometimes we often express interest in those that are no longer there. In an article entitled The Three Biggest Dating deal breakers for those over 50, which was written for the Huffington Post. And the writer's name is Coach Ronnie Ann Ryan, and she's really a writer for yourtango.com. And that's where you can also find this article. And this article was based on a survey that was created by one of the online dating services, outtime.com. And these were now the highest percentage of deal breakers that were listed found out during this survey. Was poor health, 78%, financial instability, 76%, and not physically attractive, 75%. So, physical attraction, financial instability, and health, people that had poor health. So that was normally the people that the participants decided they were not interested in, and those were the three highest reasons: health, finance, and attractiveness. Well, that kind of says a lot. But the frustration level of dating can be daunting, to say the least. Tonight, we hope to help you during your dating and companionship journey. We want to offer some guidelines, largely based on this article. Let's start with the difference between online dating and a matchmaking service first. Online dating is an individual search on the internet, which offers the bright promise of a virtual meeting place for a much larger pool of like-minded people. But a matchmaking service uses face-to-face screenings and background checks to ensure or assure their members that they are who they say they are, and largely based on compatibility. Currently, some online dating services are introducing verification techniques as well. Now, 1 week and probably next week, I will be talking about the online dating services available to you, recommendations, so on and so forth. First and foremost, when you're participating in an online dating service, or whether it's matchmaking service, first and foremost, ensure your privacy at all times. Verify. Did I say that again? Verify. Utilize services with high level of verification of its members. Utilize friends and family members with the capability of verification of the strangers. This is the year 2015, so technology is very powerful, meaning there's not too much that you can't find online. As they say, Google it. Successful men and women do not want to be a nurse with a purse. Many singles have worked hard to build their nest eggs and don't want a partner without means to drain their bank accounts with health or monetary needs. There are degrees of everything. You never know who will stay healthy, who will get ill or need funds later on. They may not in the beginning, but, you know, life happens. But on the other hand, if you meet someone who's already down the road to poor health and financial difficulties and troubles, it may be smart to question whether you want to get involved and how you want to get involved, and taking that on, whether it's a wise choice for you. Now, there are plenty other singles to choose from who won't need constant care and attention. The key here is search, taking the time, and allowing yourself the time and patience to do the search of what is appropriate for you. Now let's talk about physical attraction. There is no denying that a lack of physical attraction means that there's no spark, no chemistry, and no hope for a relationship. But sometimes, you know, I don't want us to always put a lot of weight on physical attraction, because sometimes, especially when we're talking beyond 60, it's about companionship. And yeah, we all like to have someone that looks good and pretty and whatever, but when companionship is your key factor and you have someone who others may not, or whomever may not, consider necessarily attractive, but they fit you. So don't let that be a stumbling block in your connection, because although they may not be physically attractive, you may find that there is a chemistry and there is some hope for a relationship with that individual. Now, when we talk about some of the Patty Stranger, the Bravo TV millionaire matchmaker, the article claims that men are more visual. Either they feel attracted or they don't. And women, on the other hand, have a wider range of what is acceptable in terms of physicality and can be warmed up by a man's charm or a man's endearing personality. The good news about the difference in men and women's attraction is that you can do things to improve your desirability. Let's talk about some of those things. Number one, you want to stay healthy as possible. Exercise and be in the best shape that you can be, depending on what your lifestyle, what your health condition is. Stay healthy as possible. Exercise and get in better shape. Getting fit is not only good for your dating prospects, but it's good for your health. Plus, it may help you avoid being affected by deal breakers 1 and 3, which is physical attraction and financial instability. So, also, wearing quality clothes that fits well and looks good on you. You know, some of us have taken the time to lose weight or not, and we wear clothing that hide that, and sometimes the clothing does not fit us well. So, if you don't know what colors or style work on your body type, ask for some help in some high-end retail stores. You can also ask some friends who have a good sense of style, the right colors for your skin, the right clothing for your shape. This can make a tremendous difference in your appearance and your confidence as well. And ladies, please know you don't have to be a slave to fashion. That's really women and men. But current styles do help you look younger. And gentlemen, please do get a new pair of shoes or a new belt too. And women notice these small details and they judge you accordingly. Scuffed shoes and a worn belt won't do. You deserve to look good and dress well, regardless of what your financial status is. Another one, lack of vitality or activity. To attract love, you should have a spring in your step and a desire to do things. If you just want to sit home and watch TV, then, you know, and hey, please don't misunderstand. There are those of us out there who choose to just do that, and we're looking for someone who would like to do the same. Make sure that you find someone that just wants to sit home and watch TV like you. Otherwise, you might need to do something that on your own, but then most singles over 50 are a vibrant, active group. Remember, we're the baby boomer generation. And so those of us that are 50 and over, we tend to be, in this day and time, a very vibrant and active group who still want to do and see so much. So perk up and leave your house more often if you tend to be a homebody. But getting out gives you more energy and stimulates your mind. It also makes you a lot more interested and gives you things to talk about when you're on a date. Negative outlook. This is a biggie. So many of our dating coaching clients complain about people with negative attitudes. Both men and women prefer a partner who is optimistic and feels good about life. If you're feeling down about what life has to offer, don't expect a partner to fill that void. Because everybody wants to be up. You heard that song, "You smile and the whole world smiles with you." That's that scenario. No one wants to deal with someone that's always negative and always pessimistic about everything that's going on around them or complaining all the time. You need to feel good about your own life before you get to share in someone else's life. Unrealistic expectations. Now, a lot of us, sometimes we prefer a May-December romance, whether it be male to female or female to male, but we must be real with ourselves. You know, the author says, "I wish I had a dollar for every man and woman who called me to say I look 15 years younger than I am and I only want to date people 15 years younger." Then the author says, "Really? Well, why understand what attracts you to the youthful and the youth? I have to ask these callers, what will they see in you?" Now, May and December romances, they absolutely do happen sometimes. But it's not something you can totally insist on. If you're only willing to date people significantly younger than you, sometimes that severely limits your prospects and could impede your ability to find the love you want. So just keep that in mind. Now, you want to update your appearance, as I said. Before you start dating, make yourself look appealing. Looks on everything. But we all know that they do matter and that a first impression is a lasting impression, regardless of your size. And that first impression has the highest impact. So you want to do things like eat right and exercise. You'll look and feel better and therefore be more appealing. Update your wardrobe. Be more stylish, not fancy. It doesn't cost much to look like you're living in this decade. And then plenty of women wear makeup daily, but women, some of us just can't be bothered. There's no question that makeup, when applied correctly, enhances your assets, making you even more attractive. Take some time and maybe contact your local Macy's or Sephora's, et cetera, you know, to seek a free makeover or a custom makeover at a cost and treat yourself. Then take 5 minutes in the morning to put on some blush, some mascara, some lipstick. Then have a natural picture taken of you, either by a friend or a neighbor. And these are the pictures that you should post online. Natural-looking photos are cool these days. And stage photos, unfortunately, are kind of out of style. Now, you want to polish your profile. Online dating over 50 isn't easy. And so there's a lot of competition out there. So when you put one-line statements out there, especially for you men, that does not draw anyone to you. People want to know what they're getting into, and they tell a lot from what you write, what you express. I found that it is most inspiring, and it is the most inspiration to me to read something from an online gentleman who expresses and knows exactly what he wants, and he states that. That's awesome for me, because then that allowed me to make a real decision about whether that's someone I would be even interested in talking to. And you'd be surprised, you can tell a lot from a written statement. So you got to imagine your job hunting. You need a careful, crafted resume that shows off your best accomplishments. So word your profile so that it is honest and that it shows you in the best possible light. And most importantly, be yourself. Don't state negatives, like what you're not into or what you don't like. Leave that out. Stress the positives, like what you're interested in. This just puts your reader into a positive mindset instead of a negative one. If you're having a real hard time writing your profile, ask someone to help you, a friend, a family member. Ask someone to help you so that you can get it right. But more importantly, some tips on how to get back into the dating scene. Don't share your personal information right away with anyone. Even if they seem really nice, you know, that's something that if you get really tight and close to someone, that's something you can share later. But around the top, do not share your personal information. If you talk on the phone sometimes and you call the person and you decide to do that, use *67 to block your number before you call. And this will assert your desire for privacy. And know that there are sometimes you make a connection on those online dating websites, and some of the gentlemen or whoever will say, hey, look, you know, I don't want to pay this money. Why don't you just call me at this number or email at this? That's not acceptable. That's not appropriate. Because, first of all, do you want to deal with someone who does not want to pay the amount that's necessary in order to talk to you if they're really interested? Plus, it also could be a setup for someone to pull your personal information to find out more about you, and then there's no control. Although the charges and billing is in place, that's there not only for the company to make money, but it's also to help protect you as much as possible. So I would recommend that you continue your online communication, whether by email, via email, if you prefer, so you can get to know who you're dealing with. And then if you do decide to make the call, use *67 to block your number before you call. Then if you decide to meet in public, when you decide to meet someone for the first time, like meet inside a public place, like a coffee shop, not in the parking lot, in a coffee shop, in a restaurant, you know, get there in time enough to meet them inside the restaurant, not outside the restaurant. And before you go, always make sure you contact and let somebody know where you're going. Let someone know who and where you'll be, who you're with, where you'll be. Provide them the person's name, details, any details you can provide about the individual that you're going to be meeting. And be interesting and be interested. In other words, be a good listener. Spend more time listening than talking. And don't talk about your past negative relationships. Talk about what interests you. keep the focus on that, especially on a first-time meeting. Now, you're probably not looking for some of the same things of dates that you were looking for 20 years ago. So focus on finding something or someone that you enjoy spending time with. You want to feel comfortable with that other person because, after all, you may end up spending the next several decades with your new mate. So don't rush it. Just take your time. Just one last thing. There are many people in the dating scene who are good-hearted, honest people who just want someone they can enjoy and share life with. But there are many people out there with their own personal agendas on the dating scene as well. So don't believe everything you hear. But don't be a cynic either. You'll be all right if you just take the time to learn as much as you can about someone before getting too serious. Find out where they have worked and where they live. Meet their family. If you do discover someone is lying to you, then just move on to another relationship. Remember to exercise safety and caution in everything you do on the Internet. And never send money to strangers. There are many singles out there over 50. And utilize a buddy system sometimes to help bounce thoughts off, dates off. In other words, invite another couple to meet with you on a date. Bounce some ideas off your friends. After all, you're protecting yourself, your heart, your family, your assets, and your future. So go get them. Finding love after 50 is absolutely possible, but we must be proactive and not passive. We must take good care of ourselves. So don't lose heart. Give it your all. Don't sit around. Be proactive. Just get up, open the door to your bright future, and you'll find that the best is yet to come. The next week, we'll continue our journey, and I hopefully we were able to assist you in refocusing on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations, especially as it pertains to online dating for this new year, my fellow baby boomers and seniors. And I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and to participate in hearing, sharing in this dance of redefining who we, the BBGs, the baby boomer generation, who we are, and how our spirits dance, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a premier dinner hour where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. I'll talk to you next week. Now enjoy, because baby, it's all right now.